Welcome to T-Bird Live, the talk show that covers the latest topics, trends, education, and discussion in the worlds of business and technology. Now, here are your hosts, Trina and Rick Bird.
Good morning!
Good morning, everybody. How are you?
I'm trying to get rolling, fans. Already starting off with a lot of hectic. Our life has just been so busy. We got all this stuff going on and technology. That's what I'm really upset about. This technology is just not working.
Right. When it's good, it's good. But when it's bad, it's bad. It doesn't work for you at all. So how are you doing besides for that, Trina?
I'm trying to do my best to be good.
You're going to be good.
We want to update you. Anyway, let's officially say welcome to the T-Bird Live Internet Radio Show. It's just a lot of stuff going on. Technology, I don't know if it's the bad weather or...
I think it's the bad weather, even though it's like, 76 degrees, but still, it's still damp out, affecting all of this technology, I bet you.
Yeah, it could be. I have no idea. But what I do know is that we have been experiencing a couple of things, and I want to really, before I start the show, go over a couple of these things because it's really been the first thing I want to talk about is this Verizon and Comcast conversion that we did. That right there by itself made me so upset. Now, let me tell you what happened. We ended up having some difficulty with the Comcast phone numbers. Our phone numbers never really worked right with Comcast to begin with. And we've been putting up with it for a couple of years now. And so finally, Verizon gives me a call and says, look, you know, come on board. You know, we got this new digital thing. You'll be able to do this. You'll be able to do that. All this great stuff. And they must have sent me like about 1,000 pieces of information in the mail. So I'm like, okay, let me, you know, I was with Verizon probably the first 20 years of being in business. And I switched, I guess about maybe six years ago to Comcast, mainly because a lot of what we needed to be able to do with our internet and all that was in our security system, our alarm system, it needed to have that cable installation rather than rather than, you know, trying to do it through DSL. Which wasn't working. So we go ahead and we switch over. Everything's fine for a good while. And, but the phones are not working right. Drop calls, you know, people calling the office. It's just not working. And I just got fed up with it. So when I saw these advertisements, I said, well, let's go digital. It's probably going to be better for us, blah, blah, blah. So we make the order. We go digital. They come and do the installation yesterday. Or no, this is Wednesday. Today's Wednesday. So they come and do the installation on Monday. Everything appears to be perfect, with the exception of the fact that I made sure, which I had the good sense to do, and I'm giving you this advice, when you're making these conversions, stay parallel for at least, you know, a month. And so that means that you have both vendors in your business and you're operating on both platforms. So we had Comcast in there still, with our internet and television, and then we had Verizon coming in with their packages. And thank God I did it that way, because after the installation, I said, okay, let me go online and set up my voicemail and put the app on my phone, and I'm digital now, and everything's cool. Because never once are they saying that, you know, we're DSL or we're Fios. They're just using the word digital. So what do we think when we hear the word digital? Everything's current, automated. So I go to log into the app, can't get in. It says it doesn't recognize my email address, which I thought was kind of crazy anyway because they set the account up using my Gmail email address. I said, well, why aren't they using Verizon? Turns out Verizon is not doing email addresses or email at all anymore. So, okay, fine. So I call, next day I call the office. I'm sorry, Mrs. Bird, but you don't have digital. You have DSL. DSL? That's like going back to the horse and buggy term. So I called to the office and I said, okay, you know, I'll stick with the DSL. We'll see. So I called my tech guy. He's getting ready to do the migration. He said, this is ridiculous, Trina. You're going backwards. You got to get, you know, cancel this order immediately because DSL won't even hold five smart devices at one time, let alone all the things that you're doing at the building.
Great.
So I'm like, okay.
We need.
So let me tell you just how slick these people are. We call up Verizon and tell them our situation, that they tricked us because we thought we were getting a digital. Turns out Fios is not even in South Jersey area, which is where our corporate office is, which is where I was getting this service. And she says, oh, we have a policy. If you're not satisfied in the first 30 days, you know, we'll just back everything out and you don't owe us anything.
The only thing that they had to do was, like, pull back the phone numbers. And when they pulled back the phone numbers, it took a little while for the transfer over. But there's a lot of stuff that's involved. Now, on, like, my version of it or my take of it, they said to expect some packages, or more or less like FedEx. So I'm thinking it's going to be probably like a small package. So I sent my mother-in-law over to like the more or less like FedEx department, and you know, which is still in the same town. And it's about 15, no, I'm exaggerating. It was about 8 boxes
yep.
of equipment that she had to put in her car. Well, like, she had help and she had like assistance because we do business all the time there. But they sent it all in the mail. I'm thinking that the guy's going to come with the Vios and everything in his truck, but it's all sent to you. So be aware of that. You might have to go pick up some product before they can even start the job.
Oh, well, no, they, not to interrupt you, but they were going to deliver it. But what ended up happening is we were closed that day. So they held it over to the UPS plot spot. That's why we had to go pick it up. So if your office isn't open, then yeah, you got to go pick it up. Cause I get your point. The technician is not going to have,
But normally
they've been bringing it.
Happens.
Yeah, they bring it with them in case some things are missing or, so this is just a mess.
So these are little caveats that you got to be aware of if you want to transfer to like different platforms. Be aware of the, unexpected, because the unexpected definitely will raise his ugly head.
And secondly, not only did I have to go and straighten that out with Verizon, and then them giving up so easy tells me that they knew from the jump that this was not going to be a good... I mean, they know what you have existing. I told the guy what I was going to be doing, how I was going to be doing it, and what I needed to run my operation. And so he knew, but he didn't care. All he wanted to do
was
make that sale. And that's exactly what he did. He made that sale and got us on a DSL platform, which was like totally, totally ridiculous on our behalf.
But like, who in their right mind will back throttle their performance? Who would do that in this day and age?
Absolutely. And so I call back over like, you know, a kid begging for candy. I call back over to Comcast because, I got to keep my internet going. Luckily, I hadn't
canceled it
out. Yeah, I did that parallel thing. And so turns out that they still had me set up for the internet. They still had me set up for the TV. So I ended up talking to them. They said they hold it another 30 days in case the people are not satisfied. So they keep your file open in case you're not satisfied. And then you can easily, they don't have to do a whole lot of legwork to bring you back.
Well, like it takes about 5 to 6 days in order for them to process the paperwork for number one. And then they pull it. And as you say, like, more or less keep it open for you to, in fact, go back to where you were, because I mean, anybody, again, who in their right mind would back would like actually back throttle their performance. Because like the reason why that I'm changing is for faster. I want faster. I don't want slower.
Exactly. So exactly.
And like in that case, I don't know where they come from, but be aware of those salespeople. They are very, very shrewd, and they will want to dupe you into buying something that you don't want. And they will penny ante you anything that you would need, any additional like adopters, you have to pay for it. And they tell you, and it's so smooth, they'll say, okay, well, even though it costs maybe like $75, we can spread this over a 12-month period.
Yeah.
I mean,
now, that was funny. That was funny.
You know what I mean? I didn't ask for that.
They were adopters. They could get us to digital, but we would have had to pay for an adopter for each phone, which is also a rental fee, as well as we would have had to pay some other kind of service fee. So
mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't want to give them any kind of free publicity other than to say that.
Other than beware.
Yeah.
Buyer beware.
But exactly. Because it just wasn't. What a nightmare. What a situation where, you know, it just was not going to work. Just not working at all. And what you got to do in a situation like this is, just beware. I mean, you know, do your homework. And I thought I was doing my homework, but apparently not. So anyway, let's go ahead and, that was 13 minutes of rattling on.
Sprang forward that we had to get this off our chest because
we want to let you know.
This for about a week now, and we don't want anybody else to go through the same pitfalls as we went through.
Exactly, because it was definitely a situation that, you know, they promised us the world, and we thought we were going to get it, and then turns out that, you know, it was DSL. Can you imagine? That's like going back to analog TV or something like that. Just doesn't make any kind of good common sense. But that's exactly what they were going to give us. So we were just, you know, anyway. We're Facebook Live. And that's another story. We were, you know, having some difficulty with the internet.
Still have difficulties with it.
Still having difficulties. It's just crazy. I don't know. We're just going to just like get to the agenda of the show because it's just not, it ain't working great today.
Oh, boy.
Hopefully we can get through this. We can't even tell you what went on yesterday. We were trying to do our webinar last night. We were trying to record a webinar and the internet kept files. Now we're on files in our Maryland office and we're trying to record our webinar and the files internet connection is just dropping like every FOSS.
Now who would think that 11 o'clock at night, well 10, now we weren't there about 9 o'clock, about 9 to 11, we were doing, you know, trying to get stuff done. But I guess that must be the peak thing because we were definitely
they were shutting us down. Yeah, they were shutting us down.
But anyway, I don't know. I remember not going in the more this technology back forward or forward backwards. That
I like that back forward.
You know what I mean? But you could like depend on what you bought off your shelf, off your grocery shelf, anywhere. It came with a guarantee or some type of warranty. Right now, it's just so haphazard as far as technology goes until it's ridiculous. Like right now, you don't even know what you bought. I mean, like if I buy anything else, I would like probably before I like more or less take it home, I'll say open it up and try it. You know what I mean? Because like the mere fact, it may not work when you get home, and now you got to carry it back. But these are the things of what how technology is. This is like the backdrop that we don't see or we don't want to see or what like don't want to recognize it. But I'll be the first one to tell you, I will want to talk about it, and like by probably more. When it's talking, we could probably start doing. Because this is like really like ridiculous. We have all of these warranties and everything that we got to pay for the front end. That keeps moving forward. But what about the product that you buy and it doesn't work like it should? It's just like,
especially
you know,
that
like
TV
totally
and,
I mean, especially when it comes to this technology and like we depend on that. Like we almost breathe now. But Instead of the manufacturer showing it up, they leave it all to the consumer. We'll figure it out.
Mm-hmm.
Figure
mm-hmm.
it out.
Yeah, and
it's bad.
Like the situation with the we were doing the I lost my train of thought. I'm so mad. Something I was going to say that we were trying to get it done, and they told us that we had to figure it out.
When they transferred us over, they said, they didn't want to set up the phones and didn't want to put in like the wireless phones. They said, oh man, you guys can figure it out.
No, it was something else.
I'm on my way. But that was like one of them.
I was past Verizon. It was something to do with our iPhone.
Well, that's the most recent thing I can remember.
I think we could have ran it long enough. It's like 17 minutes into the show. Well, and Dave's probably, what is wrong with these people?
Man, these guys,
our producer.
These guys
but
are
I'm telling you, this is just like a frustrating technology mess.
But
hot mess.
This is how you handle it. You keep moving forward and you keep on doing what you need to do.
All right, we're going to take a short commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to get to the agenda.
And we'll be right back.
We'll be back.
We got time.
We'll be back in a moment.
Thank you for tuning in to T-Bird Live, where our listeners can take advantage of weekly giveaways, ask questions live on the show, log into our computer for live demos, get a shout-out about your business, become a guest on our show, and learn a ton about business and technology. As a dedicated listener, you can register for several online business and technology training programs at a discounted rate of just $59 a week. Subjects include Microsoft Word, Excel, Access, PowerPoint, Publisher, QuickBooks, and more. All completed courses offer certification and the opportunity to earn a free course for each paid week of training. Visit our website at tbirdcenter.com. That's bird spelled with a Y. tbirdcenter.com. Click on online classes and view our entire list of classes. Email us at thetbirdcenter@gmail.com or register right from our website, tbirdlive.com. Click on Contact Us and enter Online Training Talk Zone. When registering at our website, you'll automatically receive our monthly newsletter and a chance to win any one of our digital training guides on business and technology. Tune in every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time for the latest in business and technology. For more info, visit tbirdlive.com. You're listening to T-Bird Live on Talk Zone. Back to Trina and Rick Bird.
Welcome back.
I think we're going to start all over. Welcome back to T-Bird Live. I'm your host, Trina Bird.
I'm your co-host, Rick Bird.
Okay, so what we're going to do is start the show. So our intention before we start having all these difficulties with technology and Comcast and Verizon and all that good stuff was to do our Spring Forward show. Now, you remember, if you've been following our show, we did our winter segment where we told you about tips for your business and for your technology. So this season has changed, so we're getting ready to do our spring. So we're going to talk about your job search, springing forward with your job search, spring forward with your business, and then Rick is going to do hardware and software, and then we got an interesting Did You Know, and we're going to talk about this website that I thought was really cool called Tiny URL. All right, without further ado, we're going to go forward, not backwards, even though I did. That was our PowerPoint presentation. All right, let's talk about your career or your job search. A couple of tips I want to give you about spring forward and just, so to speak, kind of cleaning house and getting things ready for the springtime. The first thing in a career or job search, even if you're working, update your resume. You never know what's coming down the pike, and you're going to want to make sure that your resume is current. You don't want to be scrambling if, you know, you hear about a layoff coming up, and then you're scrambling trying to get everything in place. Update your resume. In fact, you should update your resume every quarter, because when you update your resume on a quarterly basis, you keep everything current. And not necessarily, you know, the job, because you could be still at the same job, but your skill sets.
Right.
I mean, you could be learning. Technology is growing so fast, and it's always going at a mile a minute, and so you're learning new things. But you got to jot those skill sets down So when you get ready to develop that resume to a specific job, you'll have all your skill sets in your template resume so that you just pull from your template resume and only select the areas that are effective for the job that you're actually applying
right.
for. But you want to have a resume that's probably 2-3 pages long that includes everything you've done and everything you're doing so that when you go to make that specific one, you got everything there and you just pull from it, you reformat the resume and you make it that one page, maybe two, depending on where you're applying to, and you're not trying to figure out everything. So redo your resume. Second thing is to do the same thing with your job search letters. Job search letters, the top three are your cover letter, thank you letter, and follow-up. You could also create a recruitment letter. That's when you go and contact the company and say, look, I'm available. These are my skill sets. You may not be hiring at the moment, but put my resume on file in case an opportunity comes down the pike. That's a recruitment. So pretty much getting the cover, thank you, and follow-up letter should be in order, but go ahead and add that recruitment letter as well. You can go Google those types of documents and get samples and create them. Just have them ready and current. And make sure you don't use the template wording because any employer is going to see that it's a template and it's not your own creation. So always, I tell people always, get the template. Don't start from scratch. Find a template out on the internet somewhere and make it your own.
And it's a lot of different like designs you could possibly do. So like a lot
formats,
of styles.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So like one is pick up your style that would probably fit that particular
take
job.
Take that style
also.
And yeah, make it your own. Third thing is to review your existing job search Facebook page. Or if you don't have one, create one. And make sure it's a professional name and professional everything. I also tell people to go look at the existing one they have on a personal level because you could have some stuff out there that is very detrimental to your career. And you may not even have control over it because you've allowed certain people to be your friends and they go out and have a party one night. And I can't tell you, I was looking at my Facebook page the other day and it had this naked woman on there. I'm like, what is this? Somebody had the nerve to post it on their page. And because we're a business,
they put it
up on our business page. And, you know, anybody that wants to be friends on my Facebook page for business, I just go ahead because it gives your social media network.
Exposure, yeah.
Yeah, that exposure that you need. So when you're running things and doing projects mm-hmm. or whatever, everybody gets access to that information. I couldn't believe it. She was totally nude and proud of it, walking around. Oh, my. I, of course, deleted it. I didn't report it because I don't want any trouble, but I certainly deleted it off. So check your webpage for things like that because imagine you're looking for a job. You want this job, and your potential employer goes out to your Facebook page, and you got something like that on there. I mean, you know, and I also took that guy off my page so he can't post
so
any crazy stuff anymore.
You.
I unfriended him.
Yes.
So definitely, definitely. One thing I don't have on there that I'm thinking of right now, check your voicemail message. Because some of us like to put that music on there and say all kinds of crazy things because it's personal. And then you turn around and put your cell phone number on your pick card or your resume or in the email or whatever type of communication that you have with the potential employer. They call, you don't get the call right away, goes to voicemail, and you got this crazy derogatory kind of email. So definitely check your voicemail to make sure that it is a professional answering, you know, answer type thing that you
right.
you can
answer
be proud of.
Right.
Pick cards. Now, these are personal information cards. I like to think I created this back in the day for my students. I have to tell you, though, I did this about 20 years ago. And one day I'm looking at Good Morning America, and one of those contributing reporters, she didn't call them pick cards. She just called them personal cards. But I was like, wow, that's something I created like 10 years ago. But anyway, what you do is you create a business card similar to, you create a personal information card similar to a business card, and on the front you put your name and your address, your contact information, not so much your address, but it could be your email address, could be your address, P.O. box, or, you know, a professional location address, not your home address, because you never know who will come and, you know, try to access your personal space. And then on the back, you put your employment objective or a positive message about what you're looking for in a job, anything that would get someone's attention who may be the person that's going to employ you. So that's my tips for springing forward for your career and job search. Next, I'm going to talk about your business. Spring forward by reviewing and updating or creating your business plan. Most of us that are in business, we will do a business plan to get the business started. Once it's up and running, we kind of forget to do that. Do it because we don't think there's a need. But your business plan should be the plan that you follow every year. So every year when you go sit down at the beginning of the year, January, and you make all your personal goals, you should also do your business goals, and that's in the form of a business plan. So if you haven't updated it for 2017, now's a good time. You're in the first quarter of the year. Mm-hmm. Go ahead and review what you did before and then update it to create your 2017 business plan. And it's just a projectionary of what you plan to do for the year in terms of your business. Everyone should have one. You should have one for your personal as well. Everybody does that in the form of
New Year's resolutions. And all
but,
that good stuff.
Yeah, it's a good idea to write it down and document it and check them off as you do them. And some things may not get checked off, and you just roll them over to the next year. But in business, you have to have it. You have to know where you're going in business so that you can get there, and you have to have the steps that are going to get you there documented. Second step is review, update, or create your financial monthly budget. A lot of us business people, we work off our memory in terms of how much we have in the bank and what we have to pay and when we have to pay it. Technology makes it even worse because, you know, we've got everything on an automatic payment schedule, which is really good. Don't get me wrong, because I have everything on automatic payment. However, it doesn't give you a clear picture. You don't get to see what's going on with your money because it's all automatic and you don't, you know, it's set up so that you can forget about it. But you can't forget about it totally. What you have to do is make sure that you take a look at your budget, plug those numbers in, see what money is going out, see what money is coming in, and just keep, you know, quarterly look at it. You don't have to do it every month, but definitely at a minimum that you look at it on a quarterly basis just to monitor your financial picture. And you should do that in your personal life as well. Again, number three is on here from your career. Check your Facebook page out. Like we told you, we had that naked woman running around on the page, on our Facebook page. Check your regular business web page. Make sure that that's current. I know a lot of times you get so busy, you've got date-oriented things on there that have expired, and it doesn't look good if your web page has dates that have passed. It says that you're not current with your own information page, so why would I hire you to provide a service for me if you don't even keep your own things,
right,
you know, current? So definitely check that out. Check out your LinkedIn page. Keep that current. A lot of folks go there to find out, you know, information about your business and who you are before they actually contract with you. So keep all your social media current and monitor it. If you don't have the time to do it, then get one of those college kids, a virtual assistant who works from home or works on their own hours, and, you know, pay them a couple dollars to come in once a month and then, you know, just look over all your social media, make sure everything's current. And then even use that person to post, you know, current events, positive things that's going on with your business, so that you keep everything current. And, if you're listening and you're interested, we are looking for that social media person on a part-time basis. So you want to give us a call at 301-868-6075. And or pretty much go to our website, tburncenter.com, click on the contacts page, and just drop me an email. That's better. Drop me a contact. And that way I can get it, because we are definitely looking for someone to do a lot of this work that's bogging us down. And lastly, upgrade your business cards, your brochures, and your flyers. Make sure they're current. You should do this every quarter. Your advertising and marketing materials need to stay current. because LinkedIn, Facebook, Instagram, all the social media stuff, you know, you're concentrating on that, but when you get in a situation where you have to pass out some important documentation, you don't want to give somebody this, something that's outdated,
that you wanted to match,
dated information on it that has expired or whatever the case may be. You definitely want to make sure that whatever you're doing is current and you look like you're on top of everything when it comes to your business. Those are my spring forward tips for the day. I've just got back into the zone of positivity. So okay. I hope everybody's feeling it.
Let's have a show. Let's have the show.
All right, Rick, here's your Did You Know?
Did
what's
you
happening
know?
In the New York Minute?
There's a lot of trending technology that's more or less happening right now in regards to have you ever wondered what happens in what we call a Internet Minute?
Well, I know about a New York Minute.
Yeah, everybody knows the New York Minute. Well, like an Internet Minute. Once you push that inner key, how many people depend on that? And this is like what happened to us, like today with this technical glitch that we were having. YouTube, Google, Facebook, LinkedIn, especially when you're doing it, like your business, Amazon, they use it, internet, and they use it at a staggering rate. This is why we're so frustrated now in regards to getting stuff done. But when you push that inner key, do you realize how many people have pushed that inner key that you don't even know about? This is like really, really insane of like the numbers. We talk about billions. No, millions. I would say millions. but like the numbers of network devices that are on this web, on this line, online at any one given time, it's like the whole global population. You know what I mean? Where like in like the next 5 years, like they project three times as much on this information highway. And
so I'm looking at
like the gigabyte speed.
I'm looking at the chart. It says here that 20 people in an internet minute are victims of identity theft. 204 million emails are sent within an internet minute. 47,000 app downloads in an internet minute. 83,000 sales over the internet through Amazon in an internet minute. 61,000 hours of music is played in an internet minute. 20 million photos are viewed in an internet minute, and 320,000 new Twitter accounts. That's new,
right,
Twitter accounts in an internet minute. Wow.
All right.
3,000 photo uploads, 100,000 tweets, 6 million login, no, I'm sorry, 6 million Facebook views.
Oh, man.
277,000 logins, 2 million search queries, 30 hours of video uploaded in a minute, and 1.3 million views
now
on YouTube.
Now, these are numbers that were in
crazy, staggering.
2015. Okay.
15?
Yes, 2015. So within the next 5 years.
Oh, no, that's not what I'm saying. That's not what I'm saying. It says in 2015, it would take you 5 years to do what they're doing now in an internet minute.
Really? That's not how I interpret it, but go ahead. All right. So.
Okay, today the number of network devices equals the global population. By 2015, the number of network devices will equal double the global population. In 2015, it would have taken you 5 years to get the IP address up and running to view all video crossing IP networks each second. Yep, that's what it means.
Okay.
All right. Whoa.
So that's
lightning fast.
All the staggering numbers. I didn't want to go through the numbers, just like to go through the process of how things actually work, because I know that the numbers are important, but it's just a staggering amount of numbers that the internet takes place when you push that enter key. So like, once think about it, but you won't. You want to push that enter key to get your results. Same as me.
639,800 gigabytes of global information transferred in a minute. Whew. Deep.
All right. And
that's our Did You Know segment.
Right.
I didn't know.
Also,
did you know?
Just like the triggering, like with these prototypes, did you hear about like Tom Flagg's new flying car? There's a flying car out. As far as that trending.
Oh, too, yeah, I saw that on TV.
Like, that was like the prototype is coming up right now. Also, there are, you know, prototype new, like new bike designs that are more that's happening right now, where you can actually get the aerodynamic bikes that are out there. I mean, things are really, really going fast.
Jetsons.
It's beyond Jetsons. This is like, there is no like character out there except you and us, because we're going through the motions, whereas we can like more or less like reflect, we're on like that, on that cutting edge, coming through that little path. And like, they tell me that it's almost like a pin needle as far as the data and the stuff that we're doing. There's still more stuff to come.
More stuff to come.
Yeah, more stuff to come.
Let's patch.
I'm having a bad day.
Yeah. All right.
Well, like, at any rate,
let's get the Rick's tech tips for the week. Your spring forward.
Oh yes,
yeah, so for your hard work.
Today's, I'm going to go a little bit off the beaten path here, just a tad, only because like right now we have
got seven things on the list.
You know, seven things on the list, which like these are last year's things, but we're going to use those. Everybody knows that they must need.
Well, when you say last year, you know you start to do this stuff every quarter, so I don't think it's old.
Well,
old.
I got a new listing. That's what I wanted to give you. It was like, you want to clean up from like the dust, and that goes with the
air spray.
Hairspray.
No, like, hairspray.
Yes, hair day.
Bad hair day.
But you know, like to defrag your hard drive. Delete all your junk files, clean up errors on your Windows registry, all of those. All those things all right. Take place. Also, back up your files to an internal or external drive. Purchase an additional external drive for your backups. Organize your desktop. Delete unused printer devices. You know,
oh, yeah, that's like a big thing, because I noticed on my laptop I have like all these printer drivers, and I wanted to ask you, Rick, you know, like we were trying to find a Movie Maker, and they actually discontinued it. It's called Easy Movie something. And
Easy Movie now.
Yeah, and Windows 10, but I like the old one. So I kind of like leave my drivers out there just in case, you know, I have to go back to like, maybe my new printer's not working, and I have to go, you know, hook up one of my old printers. So it's not a good idea to leave your drivers sitting out there?
Only if you're using them. A lot of people, you know, they get rid of their like devices for number one. You know, quite naturally, if you don't have it or you done gave it away.
Oh, yeah, with the printer,
You know, sure, you need to do those things. But your desktop and your laptop requires that like maintenance that you had to more or less take place, that had to take place on like more or less monthly basis, whichever time. A lot of people just wait until their machine just like totally stops or locks up. This is the whole reason why you do that, like preventive maintenance, only because you don't want that to happen to you. And another thing too, I want to go a little bit about this passwords. You need to change your passwords too.
Oh, that's a good one.
Because, like, the mere fact, it might get out for one reason or another. Who knows? Somebody in your office, you might be the only one using, like, the printer. And what happens is, what? You like, blurt out your password. And then you come in and you look at your counter. Because a lot of people who are in the office, they are accountable for how many copies is on there, and you see two or three hundred copies that you didn't put on there, that's probably going to like a church function or something, that somebody came in and they knew your password, copied it on your account, and now you got to account for that. You know, these are like things that more or less you need to take into consideration. But getting back on like the maintenance of your PC, delete unused big files and update your drivers. When you see that driver AMS has come up on the right hand side, says updated, but make sure it comes from a good source. And that's why I guess a lot of people are like more than skeptical on this, because there's a lot of bogus stuff that's out there, a lot of malware that's out there. So you and another thing too, if you have dual antiviruses on there on your machine, that can slow your machine down too. So pick the one that's most current and the one that you like the most, and use that one instead and delete the other one.
Good job, Rick. Okay, yeah, now what about software?
Software? Well, right now we will try to put some software on our machine. In regards to that, you need to more or less check online for the software updates, backup.
Now, should you always go and do that update? Because I know, and I guess I'm not really talking about software. I'm talking about operating system. Like, I haven't updated my iPhone 6 Plus with this new operating system because everybody around me is complaining about the new version. But what I did find was that because I haven't updated it, my phone tends to do things that would make me say, okay, I want to go update it because this is not working right. That I think they pull out certain features to force you into going to the latest version of the operating system on the cell phones. And they kind of do that with Microsoft, with Windows too. I mean, stuff just doesn't work unless you do the upgrade. They force you into doing it. And I don't like that.
Well, like,
I get mad about it.
Updates are put in place. They're supposed to make your device run a lot smoother, a lot seamlessly. There's a lot of times that they do upgrades on their back end that like allows them to, I think we stopped there. Like that allows, them to run like the dual platforms and ease in the other, software that like would like more or less push that out. And like, yeah, they are constantly upgrading that software piece behind the scenes that you don't know. Even though like again, there's nothing seamless that takes place because there are always glitches lurking around. Okay. So I don't know if that answers your question or not. You have to be, sometime on your phone device, to run like the dual platforms. And that's where you run into conflict of it running slower. Also, you need to check out the storage, location of existing software. Make sure there's no heat or moisture, in the area. If you were to more or less do that, and back up your data files, that's key. And organize your programs on like your desktop. I know somebody who just puts everything on their desktop. Everything on their desktop. Let me tell you about that. That slows your machine down. Because now, right now, in order to have that icon on your machine, it has to generate that. And your machine, your PC, or your laptop is constantly generating to keep that icon up there. And that's what slows down your performance also.
Okay, and who would that person be?
I have no idea.
Oh, well, you said you know somebody, so who is it?
I don't want to give out her name.
All right, we're at 10:45 into the show. We're going to take our last commercial break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about a website that I think is really cool called TinyURL. And I have another website I want to give you some information on. So we're going to take our last commercial break, and we'll be back in a moment.
Back in a moment.
Thank you for tuning in to T-Bird Live, where our listeners can take advantage of weekly giveaways, ask questions live on the show, log into our computer for live demos, get a shout out about your business, become a guest on our show, and learn a ton about business and technology. As a dedicated listener, you can register for several online business and technology training programs at a discounted rate of just $59 a week. Subjects include Microsoft Word, Excel, Access, PowerPoint, Publisher, QuickBooks, and more. All completed courses offer certification and the opportunity to earn a free course for each paid week of training. Visit our website at tbirdcenter.com. That's bird spelled with a Y. tbirdcenter.com. Click on online classes and view our entire list of classes. Email us at thetbirdcenter@gmail.com or register right from our website, tbirdlive.com. Click on Contact Us and enter Online Training Talk Zone. When registering at our website, you'll automatically receive our monthly newsletter and a chance to win any one of our digital training guides on business and technology. Tune in every Wednesday morning from 10 to 11 a.m. Eastern Time for the latest in business and technology. For more info, visit tbirdlive.com. And now, more T-Bird Live on TalkZone.com. Back to Trina and Rick Bird.
Welcome back to our last segment of T-Bird Live. Today is April 26th. We're about to leave April. It's going out with a big bang. Most of us have gotten rain for the last five.
It's going out soggy.
Well, I call it a big bang.
Big bang, soggy big bang.
Soggy big bang. It's been raining like crazy. But you know what? I don't know. I used to like it when we had jury days because you could get a lot of work done. But I mean, to tell you, you know, today it just seems like you're working longer hours and harder. Time is going faster than ever. But anyway, what can I tell you? I want to tell you about, what I do want to tell you is about a website called Tiny URL. That's TINYURL. And, it's actually a free, cool program that allows you to take a long URL. Now, for those of you who don't know what the URL is, you've ever gone on to a website and you look up at the address bar and it's this long sort of like code up there. The web address starts off and then it's got all these numbers and digits and all that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's a URL. And trying to send somebody to that URL that you may be talking to over the phone, you know, it's going to take you forever to actually say every symbol, every letter, every number, etc. And so Tiny URL allows you to actually go up to the top of your address bar, right-click and hit copy, and then paste the long URL into its program and then you hit make a tiny URL and it'll make a short one. And for those of you that can view our show,
so like it does,
we have a good example of it. Yeah,
that, right.
So
you're a big URL into the tiny URL,
a real tiny one, and you have no control over the name of it. I'm sure there's a professional version where you may be able to do that, but it will allow you not to be able to break. You know, sometimes when you're sending an email to someone and it's got a long URL, it'll break in the email, and then the person can't really click on it as a link and go directly to where you want them to go. So when you make that a small, tiny URL, it actually makes it easier for someone to be able to click on the URL and get exactly where you want to go, exactly where you want them to go. So those of you, this may be interesting to you, just go to tinyurl.com.
A lot of those things also, too, that would be scary for somebody. I wouldn't like try to put down that code because that looks like some hieroglyphic code. And if you miss one letter or put one letter in the wrong thing, you won't get to that address that you intend to.
Yeah, because it sure enough won't work. And then it won't tell you exactly where you're having some trouble getting, you know, access to that particular website that you want them to go to. Now, I wanted to talk a little bit about the RICO coding. We've actually
we actually broadened our spectrum and like now we're doing we jump from a lot of venues and we do have our hands in things since our retirement, in regards to businesses, my son has a Rico clothing line. And you need to look that up. There's some unique stuff that's on there, articles of wear, of the clothing wear that you can possibly want to pick up. And as a matter of fact, go to Rico, RICCO-clothing.com. And you'll see a wide array of apparel that you can actually go to and purchase like accordingly. And it's moderately priced where you can actually maybe buy two or three. But these are unique clothing apparel items, and you can also customize them. So he also customizes them in the way that you can come with a logo, and he can actually put that on it.
And they're wooden bow ties.
I wanted them to go see that, but
that's gonna make them want to go. What are wooden bow ties?
That would make me want to go.
And he does t-shirts and shirts.
Right. Anything you need as far as your customization. So you might see a couple of ideas that you might want to say, well, okay, can you like critique it? The answer to that is in the affirmative. Yes, it can be done.
Customized. Definitely. All right. We've got, about 8 more minutes in the show. I know you wanted to talk about, what's trending in technology. Here's your notes.
No, we went through that already, but.
Excuse me.
But I want to talk to you a little bit about.
I didn't want to let you think
don't give you.
Because I promised I was not going to talk.
I would never think that.
And let you have your last part of the show.
But that's my new code here. It didn't play before, but now it's playing now. So let me turn it down. What I want to tell you about, like, the new protocol. Cars that are coming out, you'll be able to sit in your back seat. And they project this, it's like, be like you want a chauffeur driven. But if you look at the news, the current news, like the Tesla car is now being, in fact, it had a couple more of those glitches in it. It was driving down the road and it smashed into things. But they got a few
Is that the flying car? No, this is not the flying thing.
But now that's going to be even worse because everybody's going to be just like a drone. They don't even have the drone situation. They don't even have a handle on that. Now they're going to have to, you have to have to drive in a certain like directions. Did you know if you buy a drone, which I have it here, no, you can leave it there. Like if you get that drone, it will, that you can fly it in federal airspace.
You can?
You cannot. It's illegal. They have.
Oh, because they got police drones
there.
They
have one of those mechanisms. And, like, if you buy one off the shelf, rather be Amazon or what have you, you won't be able to fly it in a more or less certain areas. Now, this is what they're going to be doing now. They're, like, more or less doing it now. We live in an area where we are 5 miles from a Air Force base. We can only fly it. I think it's something like
you got to go out of town to fly.
More than 25 feet. No, you have to go out of a 20-mile area in order to get like the
right.
Full,
it's out of town.
Okay. Well, like the features on your controls will work in its full totality if you were to want to just leave town. Or go to another number or out of that radius to like fly.
So what's up with the police drones? I didn't even know the police had drones.
Oh man, as a matter of fact, they were like the first ones to have drones. The same way with like the mechanisms, like the little tractors, they can go in. Well, these have been happening all along, but right now I think they like the Army and like the federal government has more as took. When it's taking that to like the next level.
Taking that to the next level, excuse me.
But I don't know where they're going with that. Like to really answer that, I don't really know other than they're putting restrictions on, again, the common Joe again. So here we are. We're there doing our thing with that. Also, getting back to the flying plane, like Larry Page today published his new first video in regards to that prototype aircraft. This is going to really, like I said, jump me into that.
Oh, that's the flying
it's
car.
It's an electrical aircraft and that's designed to operate over water. It can land anywhere. It's like a kitty hawk. They call it like the kitty hawk. It's promised to learn to fly in minutes. So you can get behind that wheel and they want us to take off and go where you need to go. And
is that, that's the flying plane? Yes. The flying cars?
Right. This is the flying
car. How soon is that?
This is going to become up pretty darn soon. They said probably within the next year or two.
Year?
Yeah. In the next year or two.
You sure?
Yeah. They said, what's the day?
Today's Wednesday. I know it was on the news Tuesday.
Yeah. They said, by the year 2020. Okay. So it'll be 3 years. But like,
that's what I was going to say. Yeah.
That's where you're going to be going at.
No, it's
but
not
like
coming
again, like
year.
The laws and regulations again, you're going to be probably only like restricted to go to and from because there's so much stuff that's out there. This is not working for us right now. I don't know what's wrong, but
the internet. We on files, and the internet is like really slow.
I don't know what's wrong.
Facebook is working good.
A time zone here. Yeah.
I don't know what.
Anyway,
my computer's drying up.
Well, like
we got three more minutes left.
Three more minutes.
Yeah. What did you have? You wanted to talk about the
what? What did I want to talk about? Oh man. Well, anyway, yes, I wanted to talk about what can we talk about?
I can't really do my last segment because my computer is just is just stalled.
So that right now, we like depend a lot on this technology.
On the PowerPoint working, my thing is crawling like crazy. Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
At any rate, I did have some other stuff to more or less do, but we're just going to see.
He said we don't have a lot of time left anyway, and it's about time to wrap it up.
Man, well, we can wrap it up now.
But right now, I hope everything went cool with Dave, because my computer is really slowing up. So, listen, guys, we hope you enjoyed our show.
We can have good weeks, and we have a bad week, but we're going to hope for a better week.
And no matter what, technology is always still good. Because remember when you don't have it, how it feels when your phone doesn't work or... You know, the television's not on, so we complain about it, but we don't want it going anywhere. So without further ado, we're going to close out the show. We hope you have a great week and happy spring.
Everybody, happy spring.
Enjoy.